AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 518 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Ron. But before we get to Ron's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an amazing company that's helping all of us manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million small businesses, including my own, with just wrapping our heads around our books, our finances, our invoices, our expenses, our income, and just making it really easy to organize all that, and especially come tax season. Man, it just saves everything. It saves you from having those headaches and stress over what's going on in your business. Plus, it allows you to see what's going on so you can make changes and adjustments based on actual things that are happening and not just what you guess is happening. So if you want to get your finances in order, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Ron.
Hi, Pat. Hope you're doing well. My name is Ron McKeefrey. I am a strength and conditioning coach that's worked in the NFL and major college programs. I have a website, ronmckeefrey.com, a podcast that's ranked pretty well, and a book that just recently became a number one international bestseller as a paperback. And I have tons of questions for you. I appreciate so much of what you do and answering these questions for everybody, and I've learned so much. My question is, with the success of the podcast and the book, my Facebook personal page has grown exponentially. It's at 4,900 plus. And the question I have is regarding a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, but I've typically used my Facebook almost as a default address book. And I'm concerned by going to a Facebook page if I'm not going to be able to have the same type of interaction through messaging and things along those lines. And so just wanted to get your thoughts on a Facebook fan page, whether or not you think that that will continue to allow me the opportunity to have a good relationship with my audience and stay connected that way on a personal level. Thanks again for all that you do. Looking forward to your answer.
Hey, Ron, thanks so much for the question. First of all, just congratulations on your success. I checked out your book on Amazon, CEO Strength Coach. Looks like it's very well done, 98% five-star rating, which is awesome. Keep up the great work, and your Facebook page is blowing up. Man, this is so exciting. And I think it's cool that you're asking about a Facebook fan page because you're looking for ways to better engage with your audience. And if you have – here's the answer. If you have a page already, and it's a personal page, I would keep that. And have that be your hub, have that be, like you said, your online business card that you drive people to, where you then are able to share information. You're going to get more interaction on your personal Facebook page than you would on a fan page. The only benefit of producing a fan page, which I believe is still possible with your personal page, is the advertising. If you ever get into Facebook advertising, there's some things you could do with Facebook pages that I believe you might not be able to do with a Facebook personal page. But again, you're setting yourself up very nicely. Obviously, you've done very well, and you're just continue to do what is working for you. Now, with that said, if you want to increase the interaction that you have with your audience, I think something you could do really, really well is create a Facebook group. Now, a Facebook group allows your community to really start to get involved in talking with each other, in addition to talking to you, too. I have a Facebook community, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/community. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/community. If you join there, you'll see there's almost 20,000 people in there all helping each other out. Like, literally, people who are in the SPI audience are there every single day, adding information, helping people out, but also getting a lot of information, having a lot of their questions answered too, and not just by me. I'm actually very not outside. I'm inside and involved. I'm looking in, but I'm not actually answering and engaging quite a bit because they're all engaging with each other. I do go in there and interact from time to time, which you can do, but it's cool because your audience starts to do it on their own. And what this does is it allows you to build raving fans, because the third stage. The second stage in the evolution of building raving fans involves getting people to feel connected to each other. And this is where you get, for instance, fans of certain musicians who can then identify themselves as fans of that person. For instance, you know, Taylor Swift, their fans are called Swifties, and fans of Star Trek, they're called Trekkies. And, you know, you're going to have your own fans do that. And that happens when your fans start to interact with each other. It's like a convention, but online. And a group will enable you to do that better than a Facebook page. A Facebook page is more you kind of shouting information out at people, and people can interact with you, but it's very difficult for people to interact with each other. They can interact with each other, but a group, people are more likely to see those posts and feel more involved and feel more like an insider, which is what I think you want, and will obviously help with sales and marketing and getting affiliates and all the stuff that happens later. So that's what I would do. The things that I would recommend you do when this forum, this Facebook community, which is obviously very easy to set up, you just go and set up go to groups and create new group, and you can go from there. And the nice thing about setting it up on Facebook as opposed to your own forum is everybody's on Facebook and they can get those notifications and feel and very involved, and it's easy to share and that sort of thing. So some things to keep in mind as you begin to create and then grow your group here is that you want to set some rules. You want to set some rules because people tend to abuse their ability to communicate with one another on these particular platforms. For example, a lot of people like to spam if they have their own things going on. You need to set rules in terms of when it's okay and when it's not okay to mention something or send a link out to something that they're using, or is it okay to put affiliate links in there and all that sort of stuff. I have it where every Friday I have a post that goes out. I use a tool called Edgar, a social media tool to create these posts automatically, which every day I go in and have sort of a different theme where people can then communicate about that particular theme on Friday. It's kind of a free for all. So people can promote, and I give them permission to do that on Friday. And that way people know that they aren't supposed to do that on the other days, but they do get a chance. And that is on Fridays under this post. And there's hundreds of comments where people are like, this is my thing that I'm working on, and click here to get it. And again, I allow that there, but nowhere else. And you'll also want to set some rules in terms of just keeping it friendly or whatever your style is. It's your group. You could do whatever you want with it. That's one thing. The next thing, sort of related, because you want the spam. There will be spam. You want that to be reported quite quickly, and you want people to take care of that. And if you're in there all the time, you're going to be not doing other things that you have to do. So what I would recommend is I would create admins. Once you find that there are certain people in the group who are outspoken, who are great, and they're serving the rest of the community, you know, promote them as an admin. You can easily do that. Find them in the members area and turn them into an admin and give them the right to delete comments and approve people when they want to join and all that stuff. It makes them feel very special. It makes them feel more connected to you. It gives them a little bit of role and responsibilities. And no, you don't have to pay them, but you do want to make sure you thank them for that work. And, you know, what I did for my groups, the different groups that I own, I sent some gifts during Christmas to those people for the work that they do. And again, they do that on their extra time, and I wanted to just let them know that I appreciate it. So just keep those things in mind moving forward, Ron, as you build this group. And I think you're going to see that it's going to be a great place for you to facilitate conversations, to talk about different things related to your content, and also tap into the minds of your customers and your community for what you can do next. What's your next book? What's your next product? What is it that they're struggling with that you can then provide a service for or a solution for? Man, it becomes a great place for you to get ideas from for what else to do. So it's definitely an important aspect of the lifeline of your business is creating these communities. And like I said, a Facebook group is a great place to do that. So those are my thoughts, Ron. And again, I would keep your personal page and continue to move forward with that. I know a lot of personalities like Chris Brogan, Amy Porterfield, Chalene Johnson, they have pages, but they also know that their personal pages are where it's at for them specifically. Me, my personal page is for my friends and family, and that's it. I have a page specifically for the business stuff, which you could find at facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. So that's that. Ron, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I look forward to more of your questions, and hopefully I'll be able to get to them in the future too. And for those of you who have questions that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I want to thank you all for that. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for being today's sponsor. You know, they make invoicing really easy. So if you have any clients, if you are doing any coaching, maybe you're a CEO strength coach under Ron's advice, or maybe you have students or you're doing any consultation work, whatever. If you have to do any billing or invoicing for your work and you need to get paid, FreshBooks makes it really easy to do that. I've been on both ends of it where I've served people invoices to get paid, and I've also been served invoices through FreshBooks to get paid. It's a very smooth, easy, professional process, and you want to check that out definitely if you have any of that going on. So if you want to get involved with FreshBooks, check them out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. And again, my book is coming out February 1st. It's called Will It Fly? Head on over to willitfly.com to check more out about that. And of course, here's a quote to finish off the day by Farrah Gray. She said, "Build your own dreams, or someone else will hire you to build theirs." Take care, guys. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thank you so much.